Welcome to episode 196 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. This week's show is sponsored by Adventure Required, ethically sourced knitwear for outdoors folk. Their line of hand-knitted hats are crafted by female Quechan artisans in the Andes Mountains of Peru. The hats are made from 100% baby alpaca wool, giving you the softest wearable fabric, perfect for keeping you warm during the cold winter months. The company gives women in Peru a chance to help their families by supplying them with work that pays a living wage. These women are incredibly gifted, and their talents can be seen in each and every hat that is sold by Adventure Required. To receive a 20% discount today, simply visit their website at adventurerequired.net/shop using the code TAP2015, that's TAP2015, at the checkout. The last couple of weeks have been rather disjointed for me, and I've had to remain around the home rather than venturing out and about. Now, I had planned to bring you an on-location photoshoot talk-through show, but alas, this just hasn't been possible. So, next best thing, to give you a little inspiration for the festive period, I decided to set up the sort of low-light shot that everyone can try at home at Christmas time. A flat surface, a few props, and some fairy lights can take you a long way. You just need to know how to work through the process. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 196. It's just before 10 o'clock of an evening, and it has been a very long day. It's Sunday as I record this. It's been a very long week, and actually, over this past week, for one reason or another, I've actually not been getting much work done. I've been very much homebound, just because I've had various things I've had to help out with and sort out on the home front. So my plan had been, in the build-up to Christmas, to get outdoors and do some recordings for you outdoors and what have you, but for one reason or another, that obviously hasn't been possible. So I was thinking to myself, do you know, it's been a while in recent podcasts since I recorded a kind of a how-to or talking through type of a shoot sort of recording. And so what I thought I'd do is, this is following on from last week's show. You will have seen the picture that I had as the show notes picture from last week's show. It was a picture of a camera with some fairy lights. And it was just purely an illustration. It was like a 5 minute, sort of very quick rush shot. But the feedback of that was very good, and I know you guys like to hear about how I shoot pictures and specifically how I'm doing it. So I thought what I would do is set up a picture, and we've only got about 20 minutes, 30 minutes or so, just the duration of the podcast, just to talk through this sort of shot. And I thought what I'd do is pick some random objects with a hypothetical scenario that, you know, it's Christmas time. What are you going to do in the time between Christmas and New Year? If you want to just play with a new camera, and what's immediately around you if you're indoors. So, I have in front of me various items. I have the camera that I'm going to be shooting on is a tripod mounted Nikon D800 with a 24-85mm macro lens. It's quite an old lens. Regular listeners will know that I still use it. It's lovely and sharp, really nice. The tripod itself is a Manfrotto 055B. That, again, is an old, old tripod. It's one of those that you might refer to as scaffolder's tripod, because the legs are solid metal. It's none of the carbon fibre stuff for this. The reason I often use this tripod for sort of still life or studio type shots, and often I'll hang a sandbag underneath, not this evening. The reason I use this is because it is so solid. It's not super lightweight that it's likely to shift around too much. So if you imagine, I've got that set up. I've also got an electronic shutter release attached to the camera so that I don't physically have to press the shutter release button and risk jolting the camera. I've got this remote release which plugs in and you just stand to one side and there it is. And on the table in front of me, and this is just literally is a dining room table. It's literally because I've been, like I say, because I've been home base, I've just cobbled together a few items. I have got here, I've got a camera. It's an Exacta RTL 1000, which will probably mean nothing to many of you. This is a camera that I picked up at a vintage fair earlier in the year. I paid for that and a couple of lenses. I think I paid £10. So it's a bit of a vintage, older camera. It's something that I intend to play around with somewhere along the way. But it's quite an interesting camera to look at. It's kind of got a similar styling to the old Nikon F cameras, if you know what those look like. So there's your camera reference. I've also got a Stanley hip flask with whiskey in it. I'm not going to be partaking of that right now, although maybe I will afterwards. I'm that tired that I maybe could do with a nice little tipple there. And then I've got just a soft toy, like a Father Christmas, and I've got a little like robin with feathers on it, you know, Christmas robin, all that sort of thing. So this is just random objects just to illustrate, as if you had a few things kicking around and you're at a loose end and you want to practice a few shots. This is an example. The key thing that I have here is a set of LED fairy lights. And these are coloured ones. There are 50 of them on the lead. And these ones came from Tesco, the supermarket that's quite close to me. You could go to any sort of high street store or supermarket in the States. You guys could go to Walmart, for example. You know this sort of thing. They're cheap and cheerful. They look nice, but in these shots, they really add a really nice colourful warmth. So, literally, nothing is set up other than the fact that the camera is on the tripod. And I'm just going to just set the shot up as I go. And like I say, we've only got, you know, a short amount of time. I don't know how long I've been talking for so far, probably 5 or 6 minutes. And we've only got about 20 or 30 minutes to do this. So the shot I did the other day was very quick. It was literally set the camera up, take the picture, there it was, because of events over this past week or two, I had to, the podcast was a bit delayed in production and I had to very quickly put together a picture. Anyway, so here's the setup. I'm going to kneel down on the floor. The camera is going to be the almost like the centerpiece, as it were. Incidentally, I've got the main lights on in the room here, just so I can see what I'm doing. I will turn those off when I come to take the picture. So I've got the camera here. I'm thinking, as I look at this, shall we say, the set, I'm looking, the camera is pointing diagonally across. So the camera prop, we'll call it a prop, is there, kind of almost looking straight at the camera that I'm shooting with, just pointing off camera to the right as we look at the set. I'm going to place the little robin just sort of in front of it, 45 degrees, something like that. As I say, these are such random objects. There's no real connection between them. It's just, hey, look, it's kind of Christmas and what have you. So the the Father Christmas he's nestled up along the back of the camera, and we'll just have the flask. It's fairly tall, so I don't want it to overshadow too much. We'll just put that just behind the camera there. So everything is quite close in proximity. So there's not loads of wasted space. Then what I'm going to do is just get these lights. Now, if you're familiar with these sort of lights, they are battery powered. These ones, actually, I don't know why, but they work on three AA batteries or three AAAs? Three AA batteries. I don't know why they need three. I've got other sets which use two. Anyway, that the battery pack with the switch is I've put to one side. on the table, and they have got, as all fairy lights do at Christmas, of course, they've got a little bit tangled, so we just open those out. What I'm going to do is put the bulk of the lights off to one side, and then I'm just literally going to trail the lights around the scene here. Now, what I'm going to do is, when I turn the lights off, obviously I've got background detail there, you know, surrounding the table here. I've got some boxes and things on a window ledge and all this sort of thing. That lot is going to sort of drop out into darkness. But the only illumination for this shot is going to be from these fairy lights. So it's going to be a long exposure. So I'm just going to sort of, yeah, just very randomly drop these lights around. It doesn't need to look too contrived. And I'm going to actually trail the lights over the object here. And so, to add a bit of depth, I'm going to let the lights sort of peel off into the background as well. So, you know, you've still got a bit of reference, a bit of colour there. I'm going to trail the lights around, let's see, over the top of the hip flask here. Okay, so we kind of... At the moment, it looks as though we're using all of these lights, but in the previous shot that I did, I actually didn't. But we'll just have a look here. You just don't want it to look too kind of set up. I know that's going to sound ridiculous, but here we go. Let's just see. There we go. It's very, you know, it's kind of tricky to know until you've actually got the lights switched on and the main lights turned off. And of course, you have to make sure that everything's kind of, you know, that the lead isn't just sort of, what am I trying to say? That the lead isn't sort of all sort of buckled up and twisted, so it kind of just looks messy. That's kind of okay. We'll just put the light just over Father Christmas's shoulder here. Okay, that's looking kind of okay. So I think what I'm going to do is, let's just bring that around there. Okay. That's it. They do have a life of their own, these lights, so because they kind of, the lead or the cable wants to sort of twist its own way. And not always the way that you want it to. So let's just try that. There we go. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn these lights on now. There we go. Oh, that's nice. So there aren't loads of lights in front of the set, as it were. Everything is kind of quite sort of like behind. So I'm just going to bring things forward and round a little bit. At the moment, it's kind of looking like a kind of almost like a ring of mushrooms or fairy ring here. It's all looking a bit too neat, as it were. So what I'm going to do is just bring out some more of these lights and just dot them. That's better. Just dot them, scatter them around. There we go. Oops, untangle them a bit. Bring them around around all of the items. That's looking better. Okay. So, let's sit this poor little robin up. He doesn't want to sit too too still there. There we go. So what I'm going to do is, now I'm going to bring the camera into position, the shooting camera this is, and we'll just, there we go. One thing I can immediately see is that the lens of the prop camera, the X-Acta, is very dark, like the glass element, there's no, it just looks like a dark sort of hole. So I'm just roughly lining up, just twisting it a bit so I can start to get some of the light from one of these LED lights shining on it, which is perfect. Just going to frame up the picture very loosely for the moment. There we go. That's it. So I'm going to focus on the camera, the prop camera. There we go. And once I've done this, I'm not going to be moving, assuming I'm happy with this, I'm not going to be moving the focus point. So that looks pretty good. I'm going to put the camera lock to the focus lock to manual, so that if when I press the shutter release, it's not going to try and refocus. That's looking good. The aperture I've got is based on what I had the other day. This is f6.3. And let's have a look here. It's ISO 100. And it's giving me, at the moment, a 3-second exposure, which I'm sure will change. Let's just turn the light off. There we go. It is now giving me an exposure of 10 seconds, or 8 seconds, it's saying. So let's just do an initial test shot. Try and see what I'm doing in the dark here. There we go. And we'll just... Oops. Okay. I'm going to release the shutter. There we go. So that's going to be something like 8 seconds. And you'll hear it again in a moment. There we are. Wow. Okay, so I'm starting to... Wow, that is... That's a very bright starting shot. It's too bright. And what it does is it shows me kind of what's wrong with this shot immediately. So, first of all, I need to recompose slightly. So all I'm going to do, I'm going to leave the focus, actually, for the moment. I'm just going to twist the camera on its axis across to the left a bit. That's fine. With f6.3, there's enough depth of field that that's not going to affect it too much. Looking at the back of the camera again, there's a bit of glare coming through, which is fine. I don't mind the glare coming through from the lights. Okay. Overall, the shot is too bright still at the moment. But one of the things that's really glaring at me, there are two or three of these lights, which they're basically either shining off a shiny surface, so like the hip flask, or they're pointing straight towards the camera. So what I'm going to do is just very, very carefully, if I can, because it can all start to change, I'm going to turn one of them away a little bit, if I can. There we go. There's another one just going to bring down from the hip flask a little bit. Still want to keep that lightness, that colour and everything there. And there's one... Just take the harshness away. I can drop one light down by Father Christmas because it was too bright. So, still going to give me basically the same exposure as it is. So what I will do is do a quick test shot just to see that I'm happy with the overall, how the lights now look. There we go. It's a bit of a waiting game. Okay, let's see. Let's hang up this release here. Just looking between the previous shots and that's nice. We don't have all the highlights on the the flask now. There's still some, but there was one really big one. We've got rid of that. Just checking the focus. The flask actually drops out of focus, as does the Father Christmas a bit. That's fine. Kind of like it. It's kind of just it's just a really gentle shot. So just gonna move the lights just down a fraction again on that flask. It's just bothering me still. There we go, pop those down there. Smooth this down. These lights really do just want to go their own way. There we go. And we'll do one more test shot and see, because everything's changed quite a bit. The light actually shining up on the flask now is a red one. Before it was sort of green. Ah, that's better. Lovely. Okay, so just check now what's happened here. See, this is the trouble. All of a sudden now, the lights have changed so that the camera itself has gone much darker. So... there's just not the brightness to light up the front of the camera, so I'm just going to have to move things around again just a little bit. Let's try that. It can be quite tricky to tell when it's when you're trying to look in when it's so dark. Let's have a look here. Just move these just a fraction in again. Throw a bit more light up. The thing I love about nighttime exposures, and this, what I'm doing here, you can apply this to outdoors scenes, of course. What I love is that the scene develops in front of you when you don't even necessarily know what's going to be happening, you know, because light has a wonderful way of just kind of revealing itself. So, you know, that's better. That's looking nice. This is by no means going to be an award-winning photograph. This is purely as an illustration for you. So that's kind of looking okay. I'm going to just see what would happen if I cropped it in a bit. Yeah, that's okay. I'm actually not going to crop in. I'm going to leave it so it gives me the option to crop in later. There's a couple of highlights, but I think hopefully those will drop down a bit. Now, the flask is... There's one highlight on there. I'm just going to turn it in somewhat. That's better. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to adjust the... the exposure length. So have a look on the back of the camera, and it was telling me that it was 13 seconds at f6.3. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn the camera onto manual exposure. What did I say? 13 seconds. Okay, here we go. So there's your 13 seconds. So I'm going to make it... I'm going to make it 8 seconds and see what that looks like. So there's physically less light reaching the sensor. So it's a shorter exposure. Let's see how that looks. There's such lovely colours that come out from these LED lights. There we go, that's looking better. Yeah, that's really nice. What I'm going to do is I'm going to just keep dropping the exposure down a little bit. So we've gone from... 8 seconds. Let's make it 5 seconds. Could well be too much, maybe, but we shall see. Now, of course, what I could do is start introducing extra light to kind of build the picture and all this sort of thing. But I'm not. I'm just going to be working with what we've got here. That's looking all right. That's looking okay. Yeah, that's fine. Just checking, I'm zooming in here, just checking on various details within the picture. Yeah, that's okay. That's, like I say, it's one of those shots, because it's, I'm not treating this as if I was doing a prop, you know, what you might call a proper picture. Just wanting to make sure that it's nice, but it's not. It's just not getting me excited, really. So what I'm going to do is just... shift the camera across again to the left just a little bit to more centralize the items. There we go. Just a quick review on the back of the camera again. I think the exposure was okay. Let's have a look. Actually, I think between those last two, so I had 8 seconds and 5 seconds. So let's go on my camera, it goes 8, 6 or 5, so we'll go to 6 seconds here, and fire that, and we shall see, we're getting there. So this is absolutely kind of real time, as it were. I'm not going to edit through this audio. I'm not going to cut bits out so that, you know, it hides any passing of time or anything. Just going to zoom in here. Get some nice little sort of starbursts coming through. The Father Christmas is ever so slightly out of focus. The flask is even more so. The camera, where it says Exacta on the front, that is very much in focus. The lens is slightly out, and then obviously the lights kind of burn out again and come out of focus. The little robin, a little bit soft, but it's just got this really nice, soft, really just like Christmassy glow to it. And that's exactly what we're trying to do here, is we're just getting a nice warmth and kind of getting a nice sort of warm and fuzzy feeling, I guess. And you can apply this to all sorts of things. The same technique you could use if you're photographing decorations on your Christmas tree, for example, or you can do this sort of thing with candles on a cake, like a birthday cake or what have you. And actually, you remember earlier in the year, I shot some pictures. I was working in conjunction with a personal trainer, and we shot some illustrative shots, various shots, and one of them was actually last Christmas about healthy eating and that sort of thing. I will link to the, I think I did a podcast about it, so I'll double check and then I'll link back to that in the show notes. But that basically is my shot. In the background, I've got some curtains, I've got a wall, I've got, like I say, a few things on the the window shelf there. I could go on and on and on with this, trying to trying to cut stuff out and tidy it up, but I'm just not that worried for this shot. This is, it's okay. Let's have a look. If I was to adjust the aperture to make it to give me more depth of field, and for those of you new to photography, depth of field is the area of focus, how far it extends in front of and behind the focus point. So I'm focusing on this camera, the prop, and depth of field extends 1/3 in front of and 2/3 behind that point of focus. So what I could do is I could go to something like f8 or f11, so it gives me more depth of focus and therefore depth of field. But of course then I'd start to be getting more detail in the curtains and the wall in the background, and I haven't got loads of space around here. I could have set up a studio, like set as it were, and built in background I could have built into the shots a nice, you know, I could have simulated a log fire, for example. I could have had some, like, sort of different, tried to simulate some curtains or some mince pies on the table behind, or all this sort of thing. But it's literally bare bones what is on the table and in this immediate vicinity. So, looking at the picture, I'm probably inclined to just crop in a fraction, make it nice and sort of tight. Like I say, there's a bit of glare coming through there. I don't mind that, really. The camera's nice and focused, nice and sharp. That, I think, is pretty much it. So, let me just zoom out 1 second. Do I want to change anything? It's getting that balance between letting things darken off and having enough brightness that you can see all the details. I think that's fine. There we go. Yep, I'm happy with that. So the highlights, some of the highlights have burnt out a fraction just because I've got the items placed on some sort of shiny placemats, sort of dining room table placemats you put your plates on. So those have a slight shininess, what have you. But essentially, that is it. I'm going to just try one thing, maybe, if it's going to work. Let's have a look. Father Christmas is bothering me, which is not the thing to say at this time of year, because as I record this, we're about a week, well, less than a week away, and I need to keep him in my good books. But what I'm going to do is just try to... His arm just wants to kind of, like, hang back, and I'm not sure that it's... Do you know what? I don't think it's going to go. No, I'm going to leave that. I was going to just try to bring his arm round. If I was doing this properly, there are all sorts of ways you could put a little tab of double-sided tape under there just to hold it in position. We could do all sorts of different things. We could, if it was, if this was a shot, like these props were for a client shoot, for example, you would make sure that the glass is really nice and polished, that there's no dust and everything there, that... any branding, for example, would be very obvious, so that if it was the camera, you'd make sure that that was really, really clear, which it pretty much is. The Stanley hip flask, there's a badge on the front there, make sure that that's nice and clear. But like I say, this isn't a this isn't a photo shoot as such. This is just a very quick, just like illustration of how you might sort of go about this, with a few items that might just be around, you know, dotted around. So, there we go. I hope that's been of use to you. Like I say, just really, really simple. I've been talking through this, of course, and, you know, talking through the props and the setup and the camera and the lights and, you know, whether the how many batteries the lights use, what have you. That has slowed me down, of course. But that's just the nature of explaining this as we go. This actual shot, for me, from setting up to completion, could be done within 10 minutes. Once you understand longer exposures, and also understand that you just need to be a bit patient, because, you know, if you want everything to be done in just a split second, then long exposure photography is not going to be for you. But if you're prepared to just work with the scene and sit there and think, okay, well, this is going to be a 10-second exposure, or this might be a 30-second or a 2-minute exposure, whatever it might be, you start to get a lot. You get a real... I've always loved nighttime photography, so that's why I said before, the approach to this still life shot, as it were, is exactly the same as if I was going to be, say, photographing a tent at night with the stars above and all the rest of it. Now, like I say, this is the end of the year, pretty much, we're coming up to now, and I've got a lot of stuff lined up for next year. And one of the things that hopefully I'll be doing for you more, you will hear me recording stuff whilst I'm out on location, camping on a hillside, in a valley, down by the water, what have you. And the chances are I will be getting these nighttime shots, and you will hear and see how these same considerations with a tabletop setup actually transfer themselves to a real world scenario, whether it's you know, people talk about light painting where you use something like either flash guns or a torch or a headlamp or something for lighting up, say, a car or your tent. You light it from the inside so it does that lovely warm glow thing, whether you then light some trees around it, all this sort of thing. All of these techniques are transferable. But for now, I hope that that has given you a bit of inspiration. If you are at a loose end in between Christmas and New Year, do give this a go. You don't need lots of fancy kit. You don't need lots of fancy props. All you need is a darkened room. This is why I'm doing this in the evening. Aside from the fact it's been a very busy day, you know, I was waiting for it to get dark enough so that when I turn the lights off, the only light that is lighting the background here, and the curtains and what have you, is just the light coming off the LED fairy lights. But yeah, you don't need any fancy stuff. All you got to do is just find yourself some of these cheap fairy lights, or you could use, you know, tea lights, or what else could you use? Other LED lights of different forms, little button lights and all that sort of thing. Get a few props. Doesn't matter what your camera is, just set it up as long as you can keep it nice and steady. If you have, you know, you're even on your smartphone, you could set that up on a tripod with an adapter, which are readily available, and you can have longer exposures like that. You know, the results may not be as pleasing, depending on which phone you've got and the camera and what have you, but if it's getting... giving you just the chance to see how these pictures build, then that's brilliant. That's what it's all about. And you should have fun with it. You know, I'm absolutely knackered. But I enjoy doing this, and it's nice just to see the picture coming together. So, I'm going to leave it at that. If there are any questions that you've got about this sort of photography, or nighttime photography, or considerations about lenses, or how you might set your camera up, do let me know. But for now, I will leave it there.
Be sure to take a look at the show notes page to see how the picture ultimately turned out. You can check out the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great Christmas, and I will speak to you all very soon. Thanks again to this week's sponsor, Adventure Required, producers of ethically sourced knitwear for outdoors folk. To receive a 20% discount today, don't forget to visit their website at adventurerequired.net/shop using the code TAP2015, that's TAP2015, at the checkout.